Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And we got, I'm very excited about anytime I can have Anita Rosen back on the show. I get excited. Anita is one of my favorite members of the Brain Trust. Don't tell all the others, but it's true. Anita's very special. She's the author of e-learning 2.0. Also the e-commerce question and answer book. She is one of the pioneers of the online world, and so which doesn't mean she's very old, because that world is not very old. But she got started very early on, and she's one of the ladies, one of the people who's seen a lot of stuff coming and going, and we love tapping into her wisdom and her perspective, which she brings a great deal of perspective to where you and I are operating our businesses and where we need to go. And I know I can promise you folks, a lot of what I do is online, and I've learned so much from Anita over the years. She's our good friend, Anita Rosen. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back.
It's always a pleasure, Anita. One of the things that I've been talking to my audience about lately is the way the online world is evolving, and I'm kind of using a shocking statistic as a little bit of an impact point. And that's something that I've discovered in the last year or so, that some research that I've forgotten who did the research exactly, but 50% of small businesses still don't have a website.
Which, oh, that is shocking.
Which is preposterous. And Anita, when I talk about that, I say, let me tell you two reasons why I don't care what you do. If you have a candle shop in your cellar and you sell three candles a year, I don't care what you do. Two words why you should have a website: local search.
Oh, definitely.
Local
How
search.
How are people going to find you?
Local search. I can't say that enough.
Existing customer. It's not just like you say, well, I've got plenty of customers.
Yeah.
But what's happening is
nobody
a lot of your
that.
Existing customers, when they need to get something, might not necessarily think of you right away, and they go in and they do a search, and you don't come up.
Which brings me to...
So
which,
they forget that you're there.
Right. But
so
here's
there so that they can sit there and come up, and it gives a... You know, I'm not even talking about fancy things you do on your website. I'm just talking about basic things. Who we are, what we do, how to get a hold of us.
How about you? Yeah, just a phone number and directions.
Here's my phone number. This is where we're located.
Yeah.
Just so that they have an idea that you exist. So you come up and you are now a business that exists.
You know, Anita, I've got a smartphone.
Yeah.
And it's a Google Droid software phone.
That's what I have. I have a Droid.
And it's got that voice search thing.
Yeah.
And there are some businesses that I don't have in my directory, but I use them and I want to call them. And instead of putting in my directory, I just go to voice search and say their name and the city they're in, and it gets me their phone number quicker than my other system would, my installed system would do. Yeah. Or quicker than my connections system would do. And I just scroll down and hit the button and it dials the number.
Yeah.
Now that's local search, folks, and so.
How would you
like
to not be in that?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't do. I would probably do something else. I wouldn't go do business with them. Right. But so here's the reason I'm bringing this up. If the world is moving toward mobile, you know, I've been talking about three universes: the traditional universe, the online universe, and the mobile universe. Mobile is new. And this is the direction you and I both heard Eric Schmidt with Google say that they're going to do more business with mobile in the future than they've ever done with desktop.
And more people have mobiles.
Hmm?
More people have.
Exactly.
More people have cell phones.
Right.
Than they have computers.
That's right. Say that again.
And more people have cell phones than computers.
And more and more of them are smartphones.
We're not just talking about the U.S.
Right.
You go to a company I was just dealing with, because I am doing, my company does work in the mobile area. How about if we talk about that? So I was dealing with a company in Colombia, the country of Colombia.
Right, right.
There's 3 million people in the country of Colombia that have computers, are on the Internet. 3
right.
million.
Mm-hmm.
There's 33 million people in that country who have a cell phone.
Right.
So who do you think, you know, do you think, where's the numbers?
Mm-hmm.
And exactly what you're saying. So now the next question is, how do you get your information out in the mobile world?
And see, this is the point that I'm making about straddling those three universes, the traditional, the online, which is typically desktop, and the third one is mobile. Folks, we'll come back, and Anita's going to help us more with this after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Little Stones bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. How much fun it is for me, how exciting it is for me to have Anita Rosen back on the show. She's been a perennial, not perennial, that sounds like once a year, right? She's been an abiding resource for us over the last over 8 years. She's been a part of our show and very important part of us and the top online expert that I know on the planet. Her book is called E-Learning 2.0. Your website, Anita, is what?
ReadyGo.com.
ReadyGo.com. So many things online. You got e-learning there, right? You got phone technology. You got a lot of stuff you're doing.
Yep.
So check it out, folks. ReadyGo.com. You won't regret going there. And the book's available there as well as wherever books are sold, right?
Right.
So we're talking about, you know, Anita, I'm on the show in my speeches. I've been incorporating this into my speeches too. What I'm calling the three universes that small businesses live in: the traditional universe, that's the Main Street universe. Welcome to my store. Please come in. What can I do to help you? And then the online universe is where you welcome to my website. Come in. What can we do to help you? And then the third universe, which is the mobile universe, which is what I'm also calling the follow me home universe.
Mm.
I'm calling that the follow me home. In other words, people are. This is my point of this, Anita, is your website is no longer a destination; it's a distribution center, and people are saying, "I like what you have here, but I don't want everything you have. I only want certain things, and so I'm giving you permission to follow me home with this stuff and send it to my home as my handheld."
Well, it's not just that. I just think about Jim and you, and I both have a Droid.
Yep.
And we were just talking about using it.
Yep.
And I went skiing this weekend with my family. We went up to Tahoe. We went skiing. I'm in California. And we were listening to a book on tape. We decided to do some classics. We were listening to Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Ah.
I got in a conversation with my, which is very difficult to listen to because it's 150 years old.
Yeah.
But I got in a conversation with my husband about what year this was written, because I was saying, no, I think it's 1800. He said, no, this is more like 1850.
Yeah.
And
of course he was right.
Well, of course he was right. But you know how I picked up my Droid and I pressed the search button and I typed in Nathaniel Hawthorne and up came The House with the Seven Gables.
Why did you type it in? Why didn't you just hit voice search?
I could have done that.
Yeah, silly.
Yeah. And, because I'm just not as...
Because a voice search works beautifully.
I'm just not as modern as you are.
Voice search works like a charm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, it also depends upon what you're used to. I'm used to typing things in. So, and I got that nice little keyboard. It's easy.
Right.
So, and it came up with, you know, plot summary and...
Yeah.
What year, and he won. And, but, you know... 5 years ago, 1 year ago.
Exactly.
I didn't have that device.
So this is why I'm calling this, Anita, this is why I'm telling try to get across to small business owners. This is the new universe. You've been all these years. You and I've been talking, and before that, Anita, small business owners have been straddling. They've had one foot in the traditional universe, and one foot in the online universe. Now I'm trying to explain to them that they've got a third universe they've got to deal with, and if you aren't even in the second universe, you can't go to the third universe. You can't make a quantum leap.
I'm sitting in the car with my husband. Let's say we were talking about dinner. Where do you want to go for dinner? I would have picked it up.
Right.
And then I could have done a search for whichever town we were in.
Yep.
And, oh, I'm in the mood for Italian.
Yep.
And see what Italian places and press a button. And then I would have gotten their telephone number and pressed it and called them up and said, hey, are you open tonight?
I've done it many
reservations. Can I get
I've done
a
it many times. We did it yesterday.
And if you're not in that world, and the other thing, like for restaurants and for websites, Jim and I had this conversation, Apple won't let Flash. Do you know how many restaurant websites I come to and the first screen you hit is a big Flash screen?
Oh, yeah. Tell them what Flash is.
Flash is a graphic tool from Adobe. And there's a big war going on between Adobe and Apple.
Right.
Apple doesn't want Flash because they're afraid Adobe's going to steal their revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Because Apple has figured out that applets are a great way of making money. They make 70 cents on every dollar.
They've had this argument. I mean, they didn't want Apple clones for years and years.
Apple and Google are about as opposite as you possibly can get in philosophy.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're worse. Apple is worse than Microsoft.
Yeah. Apple is everything should be closed. They want to control. They're total control freaks over at Apple.
Yeah.
Everyone says, they have the best user interface.
But it works. It works for them, though.
They're bad to everything.
Yeah.
And the good for Apple is that look how sleek and elegant, what a wonderful user interface. That's the good.
They're still about the gadgets while everybody else is moving to the software.
Well, they're also about the software, but they're about total control.
Yeah.
So they control this environment, and they create this wonderful environment, but it's controlled, and there's a downside to controlling everything.
But the main, exactly, and the main thing, folks, is the world is moving towards mobile. And the world is going to ultimately move towards universal mobile, not some. That's one of the problems.
How many applets are you going to have on your phone? I already have. I haven't had my phone that long, and I probably have 50. You know how hard it is to find one? I'm scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Right.
People sit there after a while and say, "Forget this."
But
press a button and say search.
The main thing is, we go to a break, folks. Is this is the way the world is moving, and if your small business isn't prepared, if you're not in online, if you still don't have a website, then you're getting farther and farther behind. You got to get with the program. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blackingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blackingame. Anita Rosen is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of E-Learning. Check that out, readygo.com. Anita, about the what I'm calling the three universes, the but we still have to realize that our customers, even the ones who want to come in and see our face and eat our food, if we're a restaurant, they're still going to want to have the convenience, the access, the tools of the online world is providing and the mobile world is providing. And so this is the point we're trying to make here, folks, is anymore, it's not going to be enough for you. If you're starting to feel frustrated because you're not selling stuff as much as you think you should, as much as you were, it may be because you're not keeping up with the online world. What do you think, Anita?
I completely agree. Let's just use a restaurant for an example, because we all know what restaurants are. I'm driving through your town. I say to my husband, "Wow, I'm hungry." We type in, "Oh, Italian restaurants." or yep. we say Italian restaurants, and it right. comes up with the list of the Italian restaurants that are in your area. I press the button on that, and I see it, and it's where it's located. And what I want to see, my husband says, well, what do they have on the menu? I want right. to be able to press menu and say, oh, they have what you like.
And he says, I think I can find that. And you say, no, I'm not going to trust that. Here's the map.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. This is how we get there.
Right. Here's the map. And turn.
There's a red line. It's, you know, I can exactly. look and see traffic and say, there's a red line. Let's go some other way.
I gave a speech last week to a bunch of small business owners. And I said something to that group that was the first time I'd ever done this, but I'm going to do it from now on. I said, how many of you have smartphones? I don't care what kind. And some of them raised their hand. Most of them didn't. I said, how many of you haven't bought a smartphone because it's kind of expensive? A bunch of them raised their hand. I said, get over it. Today, go buy a smartphone. I'm not going to tell you which one to buy. That's up to you. I have the Google Droid on the HTC phone. But go buy a smartphone for only this one reason, to see where your customers are going to be hanging out in the future. If you don't own one of these and use them like you and I are doing, Anita, you can't appreciate this third universe I'm talking about.
Especially if your products, I find it is different if you're business to business than if you're business to consumer. Because I'm not saying that business to business doesn't use smartphone, but a lot of times I find business to business issues are completely different than business to consumer. Because business to business, a lot of time, your customer is sitting in front of their computer. Business to consumer, I'm going to bet, and as the years go on, right now probably 50%, if they're going to look at you online, 50% are you looking you up in a smartphone. I bet in another 2-3 years, 80% will be looking you up on a smartphone if you are business to consumer.
But let me tell you something else about the B2B side, Anita.
Yeah.
You and I both know people right now. You and I could identify the people right now that in 3 years will almost never pull up a full-size screen in their workday. They're moving around. They won't even take their laptop with them anymore.
Yeah.
They'll be using their smartphone because more and more people, you're doing it. You're creating apps for mobile.
Yep.
More and more people like you are creating smart things. Why would I do this? I've learned to deal with a small screen. It's handy. I can put it in my pocket when I'm through, and I don't have to worry about it. And it's all these things I need rolled up in one.
And a lot of people don't like change. You say, I don't like change. Well, how many people have a cell phone?
If you don't like change, join a monk.
That was a big change because I was used to a phone. Well, in a way.
If you don't like change, folks, join a monastery, because otherwise you're going to get run over. Right?
Yeah. Well, you know,
I don't like change either, but you got to deal with
way.
It.
And maybe the day-to-day operations isn't changing. But, you know, it has. I just think about when I was a kid in my dad's business. They didn't have a computer. You know, that's when I was a kid.
That's right.
And I remember when they first got the computer in. Office manager was like, oh, the toy. They're playing over there with that toy.
Yeah. Folks, resisting what Anita and I are talking about is like 100 years ago saying, this telephone thing will never catch on. Hey, Anita, give us a website one more time.
ReadyGo.com.
ReadyGo.com. Lots of exciting stuff there. Her book is E-Learning 2.0. Anita, thanks so much for being here. Good job today.
Always my pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen, very important person in your future of your business, whether you know it or not. ReadyGo.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.